The International Energy Agency has cut 300,000 barrels a day from its estimate of global oil demand, blaming a slowing world economy. Well, I'm joined now from Paris by the IEA's David Fyfe. David, where do you see Brent and WTI being in 6 months' time and at year-end?
We don't forecast where prices will go. We try and set out the sort of shape of market fundamentals for the next year. Our underlying view is that the market in 2012 looks reasonably well supplied. We think there's enough incremental supply from non-OPEC and growth in OPEC capacity to keep demand growth of about 0.8 million barrels per day provided. Of course, there's lots of uncertainties about there surrounding what's happening in Iran and some outages in places like Sudan. But in general terms, we think the market looks pretty well supplied for 2012.
I'll come to supply in a second, but I just want to go back to demand. Is the balance of risks to your demand forecast still tilted to the downside?
I think with the latest set of modifications we've made, both in terms of economic growth and the demand forecast itself, I'm pretty happy with that sort of level of about 0.8 million barrels per day of growth. And that's twinned with economic growth of about 3.3% for 2012. Of course, there are downside risks if the Eurozone crisis worsens. On the other hand, Japan is burning a lot more oil because of the nuclear crisis there. So we'd see the risks fairly balanced on the demand side, I think.
Okay, and on supply, you say any supply disruption from Iran will be offset by more output from Saudi Arabia, Libya, and other countries in the Gulf. How realistic is that assumption?
We're not in any sense, I think, complacent about what might happen in the region around the Gulf and concerning sanctions on Iran. All we're pointing out is that there's about 800,000 barrels per day of growth in OPEC capacity this year from Angola, from Libya, from Iraq. We're going to watch this situation very closely in the coming months, but at the moment we don't think there's undue cause for concern.
Okay, my thanks there to David Fyfe from the IEA in Paris. I'm Jamie McGeever. This is Reuters.